Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Hi, Dee. I have received my bill from my credit card company, and there's a couple of charges on here from something called Daily Fitness Plan.com. And the problem is I can't walk. I am elderly and ill, and I did not approve any kind of a daily fitness plan. I couldn't do it if I did.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So, when are you seeing these charges?
They are on my credit card bill. One is dated, there's two charges. September 11th and on October 10th. And this is my bill. What's the date on this thing? On, well, it's due 11/7, but I don't know the date that the bill was made, but it would have to have been after October 10th. Everything's such little tiny print these days.
Yes, ma'am. Could I get your zip code, please?
40214.
Alrighty. And your first and last name?
Vicki Willard. W-I-L-L-A-R-D.
Might it be Darlene?
My middle name is Darlene, but I don't generally go by Darlene.
I have an account for Darlene Willard. Would you verify the address?
I live at 4416 South 3rd Street,
Louisville, yes,
Kentucky.
That's the address.
Well, how
I
in
have.
The world would somebody get do that?
I'm not sure, ma'am. It looks like you responded to a Dyson vacuum cleaner contest.
A Dyson? A contest? I replied to a contest, which means apply and win something, not apply and sign up for something.
Yes, ma'am. When you apply to win it, it automatically enrolls you into the meal plan app.
Well, for God's sakes. Well, why would I think that I'm signing up to buy something when I'm signing up for a contest?
You probably just needed to read those terms and conditions before you enter.
Are you kidding? You don't even have to enter. You just got to read their terms and conditions?
I mean, ma'am, once you read the terms and conditions, it would have let you know that you were entering a contest and that you were being enrolled into the meal plan app.
How do I get rid of this? I can't afford two charges of $39. That's $80 there. And I can't afford, I'm on a fixed income. I'm 71 years old and in bad physical health, and I can't walk. And I don't cook. I can't cook, can't get up to the stove.
Yes, ma'am. So, I can go ahead and offer you that app for $20 a month.
I don't want that app. What the hell am I going to do with that app?
It has meal plans and recipe guides in it as well, ma'am.
Honey, I just told you, I can't cook. I can't walk. I'm in a wheelchair. I can't fix this stuff.
All right, ma'am. Well, I've got you canceled out. So,
and how do I get a refund on this thing? $80.
Well, ma'am, the charges
I
were valid.
I can't afford that. Why are they valid?
Because once you read the terms and conditions, you have to check the box saying that you agree to them as well. It won't let you
You're
proceed
kidding.
Without doing that.
You're going to charge me $80 for nothing.
Well, ma'am, it's not for nothing. It's for the meal plan app. You can go to your emails and download it and use it.
I don't use email. Every place you go, they want an email. I got a thing I tell them. I don't know how to get into that email. Everybody wants them password. I'm like, hi, why should I give you a password? I don't know a password. I can't remember password.
Ma'am, are you still there?
I'm still here. I'm waiting for you to say I can take this charge off or give me your supervisor.
Well, ma'am, we all have the same protocol.
Well, just give me your supervisor and I'll let them take care of that.
One moment. All right, ma'am, as a courtesy, I can go ahead and refund 1 month of it for you.
1 month? How do you think somebody that is crippled, I'm on a fixed income, I couldn't fix. What in the world? This thing was hidden. And that's not right. And I bet if I took it to a court, they would say it was hidden wherever it is. You can't hide shit like that in a little bitty print somewhere when it says you're doing one thing and it makes you do another. That's a scam thing.
One moment, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm getting your refund started. Give me 1 moment, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. 1 moment. All right, ma'am, so I've got your refunds processed. You're going to need to allow those 3 to 5 business days to show back up into your account.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. I appreciate that. because I can't afford groceries anymore. I can't afford to pay somebody to take me someplace because they want to charge me twice as much for what they did because of gas.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
I mean, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't. And I thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer service, and you have a wonderful day, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.